On Monday night, the Sonora City Council considered drafting a resolution recognizing the month of June as LGBTQ plus Pride Month, presented by Councilman Andy Merrill. Here is the edited discussion, beginning with Councilman Merrill.
I first and foremost just wanted to say, yes, I take full responsibility for everything that was included in the agenda item. I wanted to take a moment and recognize that there are many people that are not present in this room at this current moment in time. Members of the LGBT community, their family members, other loved ones, they expressed to me that they did not feel safe to be here this evening. And I think that in and of itself, their lack of presence in this very room demonstrates the need to talk about this issue in our community and kind of demonstrates the problems which I would very much like to address with the public this evening. When I got elected to be on this city council, I swore an oath to defend the United States Constitution and the Constitution of the state of California. As part of our country's constitution, there is something known as the First Amendment. I bring this up because I want to make a very clear distinction. As members of the public, we have rights intrinsically given to us and bestowed upon us by our creators, whoever they may be. As elected officials, the way the First Amendment works is it places limitations on elected representatives of government from curtailing these rights that we all intrinsically have. It is our job to recognize, as a government, it is our job to recognize those rights that our people already have. I've had a lot of anxiety bringing this measure forward. I know that it's going to be controversial. I know that I put myself, you know, in the public eye by doing this. And I've been open. You know, sometimes I struggle with my mental health. You know, I had an anxiety attack on Friday, and I thought to myself, you know, I had to pull over from driving to work to calm myself down. And I had to think about the reality that many members of our LGBTQ community face every day of their lives. This has only been a source of anxiety for me for a couple of weeks, you know, since I decided to bring this forward. But that's a reality that many people face day in, day out. We are dealing with a very specific attack on a very specific group of people that don't feel welcome in this community. And I think it is of the utmost importance that we recognize that inequality that our community members face. Freedom of expression, freedom of speech, the right of the people to peaceably assemble and reach these oppressed, discriminated demographics, to me, is why I ran. That's why I am here today, and I brought this item up before this council.
Thank you, Councilman Merrill. Councilman Hawkins.
As a conservative, I get labeled that I'm one way or another when it comes to gay rights or gun rights or abortion or anything else. And many times, the people that do the initial labeling are, quite frankly, bigoted, and it drives me bananas. So our rights are given to us by our Creator. Now, I believe that's Almighty God, but regardless, our rights are given to us by Creator, and our government does not give us rights. Our government takes away rights. Sometimes our government protects our rights if we're lucky. So I'm sorry, I can't support a gay pride month. I believe that's segregating somebody, but I can support not having violence. I can support protecting people regardless of who they are. I can support keeping people from getting assaulted regardless of what their sexual orientation, gender, whatever is.
Mayor Pro Tem Sagerstrom, would you please share your wisdom?
Well, as a homo sapien, a wise homo, we need to look at a united community. We need to make a concerted effort to treat everyone equally.
Thank you very much, Mayor Pro Tem.
Councilwoman
Cruz.
Many of my gay and lesbian friends are actually libertarian. They're objectivists. And for those of you who don't know what an objectivist is, it's a system, a philosophy that rejects the idea of collective rights and instead argues that an individual's rights take precedence, which means no government involvement in their lives. And that's the way they liked it. Please, let's go back to the business of running the economy of the city, and that's it. Thank you.
Thank you, Councilwoman Cruz. So I am not a supporter, and that I think was expected, of dedicating a month of celebration. But Andy, I will commit to trying to work with you to find ways for us to lower this level of fear that people in our community have from all sides.
At this time, I don't want to commit one way or the other, okay, because I would like to discuss the individual in question that attempted to curtail the First Amendment rights of our community. That behavior of an elected official was inappropriate and completely out of line.
What are you talking about?
So,
talking about Supervisor Kirk, he had citizens complain to him about what was going on. As an elected official, he has the duty to respond to that. There is nothing egregious about that.
That's his job to respond to citizens. There is something egregious about, as a government official, shutting down a peaceful and lawful public gathering.
No, it wasn't. It was paid for by tax dollars.
I mean, it was it doesn't matter how you want to define it.
No.
It's completely inappropriate.
The government's job is to only provide that vaccination. When you brand it with a label like that, with drag queens, that's where they went out of line. He was completely within his rights. And you and I don't have any right discussing this.
If you want to talk to Supervisor Kirk, then go ahead.
If I may ask, to talk about it here without him being here.
Can you help me? And please, I could use the clarification. Could you please explain to me what's wrong about drag queens?
Are we going to walk down this rabbit hole?
Honest to God, are we really?
That's a good question. Let's get back to the five options.
Because that's option five.
It's a legal event. It's a legal event.
If it was paid for by the government, it's not appropriate.
Okay.
How?
Because it's somebody's tax dollars.
We're promoting things with tax dollars all the time.
Listen to the council. Okay.
We spend money on Christmas Town. What's the difference?
Okay, let's just.
No, I'm genuinely asking. What's wrong?
Ask the council.
I will reiterate my position that I think it is something that needs to be addressed clearly.
Are we continuing this chit chat back and forth? Because I'll jump in.
No. Well.
Like, how long does this go on?
I think we've concluded.
So if it's clear, let's move on.
Some of us actually enjoy being elected officials and talking about these issues.
Okay, this is time. Okay, please, no sniping and let's.
Snipe.
No, please.
No, I'll say it's necessary. If it means that it's for the public good.
This has to do with the expansion of government. That's what people are opposed to.
We are
making government law. That's what they're opposed to.
Item